This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike on Tuesday on the densely populated southern suburbs of Beirut heightened fears of an escalation of wider conflict in the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Israel's military said it was targeting a senior Hezbollah commander in what it called a retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack that killed 12 young people. Beirut's southern suburbs are a stronghold of the Iran-backed Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. The Israeli military said the airstrike killed Hezbollah's most senior military commander. Lebanon's health minister told Reuters that the strike also killed another person and injured dozens, some critically.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States will continue pursuing diplomacy to avert an escalation of the conflict between Israel and the Lebanese group Hezbollah, the State Department said on Tuesday. Deputy spokesman Vedant Patel said the U.S. continues to pursue a diplomatic resolution.
We do not believe that all-out war is inevitable, and we still believe that it can be avoided.
His comments came after Lebanese security sources reported a strike targeting a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut's southern suburbs. U.S. President Joe Biden and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are calling on Venezuela's government to release detailed voting data from the presidential election. Electoral authorities have said President Nicolas Maduro won, but the opposition says its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, secured more than twice as many votes on Sunday. In a joint statement after a phone call, Biden and Lula said they agreed on the need for immediate release of full, transparent, and detailed voting data at the polling station level by the Venezuelan Electoral Authority.